Hi, it's Moana Robinson here from Be Styled for Life, and I'm chatting today with Valerie, who's a bookkeeper, Valerie O'Neill, bookkeeper from Ask Valerie. Also, Barbara Clifford from The Time Tamer. And our expert today is Janine Vosper from Speech Perfect.
Hey.
Hi, Janine. We're going to be talking to you today, aren't we, about sales and sales processes in today's times.
We are, Moana, and look, whenever people start talking about sales, they automatically have this clenching of the gut feeling, I think, you know, because we've all been sold to. And during this difficult time, there's a whole lot of new experiences being raised for people when it comes to selling. And I think I'm like most people, I'm getting a dozen emails a day with somebody trying to get me to buy something or engage with them. And they're using the same fear pain factors that they used to use. Now that's what, you know, in most good sales, people will figure out what the problem is for their client or their perfect client or their avatar or their niche market, really knowing what the problem is and then figuring out what the pain point is and then offering a way to eliminate the pain. But what I'm seeing at the moment is the pain points have shifted quite significantly, but the marketing hasn't. And then whether it's come out before that they've already had this set up and it just automatically goes out, but it feels so wrong. And I think a lot of people are missing that mark of figuring out what are the new pain points.
Yeah, I agree. I think people are, well, I actually had someone say it to me the other day that it's almost like a, seems like a sales fest.
Mm. And it's a bit of a panic, I think, from people as well, is this, oh my gosh, my business has changed, my business is shut down, or I'm not going to be able to sell, especially when they're maybe offering a service as opposed to a product as well. Mm-hmm. And I know I've spoken to so many people that have had someone message them and they're going, hi, I'd love to connect, thanks very much. So they connect with them, they go, hey, do you want to buy this? You know, all of a sudden, it's like getting married on the first date. It feels really wrong and really uncomfortable, but there feels like a bit of desperation. And yeah. I know for myself, I've just been holding off putting anything out other than I ran a free webinar last night, which was out there that I've had organized for a couple of months, but it was a free one as well. And just because it was useful information, it was about how to overcome that living fearlessly. So I thought it fitted pretty well with what we're doing at the moment. But it's figuring out what to do in this climate and how to get the business in this climate, because we, those of us that are coaches and in the service industry, need to figure out a way that we can still make a living, and people who are looking at holding onto their money are prepared to see that what you've got to offer will be of value to them and to be able to take the business forward when we're all ready to launch again. I think that's the important factor.
Not losing customers before you even get those customers.
Mm.
You know, and some people are getting quite annoyed with that, you know, the hard sell isn't in people's minds anymore. It's, as you say, sometimes it's out of desperation, but because of what's happening, it doesn't mean that we need to stop. It's like your book that you've just written called Unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
But being unstoppable in a different way, in a more kind of a nicer way, like just taking stock of what you, a service you can provide for people and adjusting it according to people's needs.
And that's right. And I think the important thing is that recognizing how you're feeling at the moment. And seeing that in others and what you want to receive, I think is really, really important. And I know where sometimes, and particularly in sales, we get caught up with what we think people need as well. And when we have, you know, I know Valerie's bookkeeper, I mean, people really need to look at their finances at the moment. Moana, you do the styling. People need to be really aware of how they look online. And Barbara, with the stress management, how can we reduce stress? We know what people need, but that's not what people buy. People buy what they want. And for us to be able to help them understand that maybe what they want is different than what they need, and to be able to, but to get them to that stage, you need to build up trust. People need to get to know you, they need to like you, and they have that trust that they will invest, that what you tell them is exactly what they are going to get the best out of it, and they trust you from that.
It's all about being genuine, isn't it?
And you make a really good point, because what a lot of business chatter is talking about in terms of survival and resilience strategies for business now is they talk a lot about the customer experience, the your customer service. And now more than ever, we have to, and this is, I know you'll agree that this is a sales process, is actually listening to your customer and listening to what they're saying to you. Like you said, we all know it's the cry of every business, people need me, but it's whether or not they want you, it is a different story. We can take a horse to water, but they're only going to drink it if they want the water. So it's about listening to the language that people are and what they're actually telling us, and then saying, how can I serve them with what I have and with what I know? Do you agree?
Barbara, you are exactly right. You know, to be able to really listen to people, and this is one of the things when I do my day-long workshops, is to get a dig deep down and really hear what your clients are saying to you, because we might hear something because we've already formed a remedy in our mind. And often as a coach or somebody offers a service, that problem's not our problem. We've already solved the problem, or we know how to solve the problem. But we need to listen to what the person is truly saying and what their individual problem is and how you can best serve them, and even reflecting back their own words as well. You know, so that what you're telling me is that this is your major issue. And then if people say, yes, you've got it, you understood. So then that person recognizes that you have heard them and that you are on the same page as them, and that's when they're prepared to go, yeah, I will invest in what you've got to say because of that.
And it's I love that about the sales process, is that it, like you said, I think that's a great technique. What you're paraphrasing is a great sign that I've been heard. If you're repeating back to me what I just said, then I know you've heard me. And that's ultimately what we all want, is to be heard. That's what your customer wants, is that you understand.
Yes, and particularly at this time, and I know when we were speaking, there's another video that we've got when Valerie's talking about the bookkeeping and getting in contact with her clients and having a conversation with them. And that is so important, because people want to be heard, and people at the moment are in a real state of flux and stress and not sure which way to go. So just to listen to people, I think, is really important. And again, it builds up that level of trust that you understand that they've got problems.
Are there any questions that you would recommend asking people that are different to the questions we may have been asking them, say, 2 months ago?
No, but what people don't often ask is start a sentence with the word how. That is so important. And how is that affecting you? How does that make you feel? How does that how are you dealing with that at the moment? So starting a conversation with the word how, you can start. In sales, you know, they talk about having open-ended questions as opposed to closed questions. We don't want things that necessarily are a yes or no, unless we know we got a guaranteed yes and we get people nodding, then we'll do a closed question. But open questions, you can ask why, when, what, and how. But how is softer than why? Because why sometimes feels a bit invasive, whereas asking with how, it feels more of a hug, really. Yeah. I think is the word.
That is such a great tip, Janine. I never thought of it like that, because why and what are almost like interrogating or questioning, but how is intrigue. I'm curious and I'm intrigued about what's happening, and people love to talk about themselves and to share what they're doing. I think that's so simple, just starting your sentence, your question with how.
It's about having that sense of curiosity, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, and adding the emotion statement in it as well. You know, if somebody's said how they're feeling, and then to start the sentence with, you know, I can't imagine, or, you know, that feeling like that must be quite daunting to you. How is that affecting? You know, so you're again building connection, but it's about being real and really not using it as a sales tech tool, but it's getting to know the clients so well that when they are looking for something that you can solve their problems, you will be the person they come to.
And Janine, that's a really good point about not just having the magic statements. It's about asking the right questions for the right answer. Mm-hmm. So to get the right information, it's about using the right question, the answer that's going to serve you.
I know when I run the training and also with my online training, I've probably got about 30 power questions, different questions that'll fit different industries and different types of businesses. And their questions, they're so powerful because they will get, you'll get the answers that you need to understand, and then you can sort of dig down a little bit more without the interrogation part to it. And there's also power statements as well that people can use, that so that someone knows that you've understood what they've said. And knowing those, it just phenomenal. You only have to use one or two. You don't have to use 30, but there'll be things that will really resonate with you and the type of clients you're working with as well. And when we work with that through the workshops, people are just amazed at how they make them feel. So how they're going to make their prospects and clients feel as well.
Oh, that sounds good. An armory of statements and questions that. Mm-hmm. That will empower you. And it's subtle subtle shifts in language that can make the world of difference to the outcome of a negotiation, of a meeting, of a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Valerie, do you have any questions for Janine?
Janine, that's just all completely relevant and helpful, and yeah, it's very, very full of wise tidbits in there, yeah.
Thank you, Valerie. Mm. Excellent, thank you.
It's been great. Thank you, Janine. That's been wonderful. Great information. And how can people get in touch with you if they'd like to find out more about sales and sales process?
I'd love to have a conversation with anyone that is not feeling comfortable around the sales process and just wants some little tips and little things that we've talked about here, and just expand on it for their particular business. And my way of helping and gifting at the moment is I have a complimentary 20-minute, which usually runs into 30-minute, and a bit of a discovery call about what works best for someone else's business. And the best way to find that is to go to my website, janinevosper.com. Look, if you Google me, and we did this fun thing the other day, I'm on the first about 5 pages of Google, which is very cool. But you'll find me. I trust me, you will find me. But janinevosper.com is JANENVOSPER.com, and just book in a discovery session, all free, no obligation. I usually have them limited, but because I've got a bit more time at the moment, though, you're welcome to talk to as many people as it can fit in the appointments.
Fantastic. Thank you, Janine. And thank you, Barbara Clifford from The Timetaber, and also Valerie O'Neill from Bookkeeping Ask Valerie.
Lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Bye.